Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. Checking back in with Indianola Football, head coach Eric Kluver. And coach, thank you very much for joining us. Indianola Football back at practice. It's an exciting time of year, a busy time of year, and we're almost ready to put the pads on and coming up this next week.
Yeah, exactly. Very busy off season. You know, the game has changed so much, and there's so much preparation that takes place, especially through the winter months and the spring months. But then come June 1, there's a lot of football activities that are going on that are getting you ready for this point in the season. So our guys have done a really nice job. Our numbers are down a little bit, which seems to be the trend around Central Iowa, just talking to other coaches. But those that are out and playing and on the roster have done a really good job, been very consistent in their work habits and in at workouts. So we're excited about another season, and we're going to find out a little bit more about where we're at tonight as we scrimmage Southeast Polk.
One of the things that's beneficial for you and your staff, I know you've talked about, is having that consistency with the staff, bringing back a lot of the same coaches. You don't have to have that learning process. They know what's expected of them, and you have your trust in them to make those right decisions.
Yeah, exactly. And I've been very fortunate over the years to have just, like you said, a consistent staff, guys that have stuck around and have been great coaches for our football players. We do have one addition this year, and Brent Parrott, who's been a head coach himself and has been at Simpson College for many, many years, and he's volunteering for us and taking over our inside linebackers. But other than Coach Parrott, everyone else is back and ready to go back to work again.
I know when I first came over to cover Indianola sports in 2018, the weight room got a big overhaul at that point, and there was kind of that emphasis for Indianola strength and conditioning and at the high school level to get back into that. To now, nearly a decade later, how have you seen the impacts of that with this group especially?
Yeah, it just, you know, the whole weight room and strength and conditioning continues to explode, really, and our guys have done a nice job. I feel like we have an excellent program in place. Coach Breitbarth is our strength coach, and he does an excellent job of working through not only the football program, but all the sports have those opportunities to get in there as many times as they need. And we just, at the end of July, got done with our summer program, which was a three-day program, and we had a great turnout for that. So that continues to evolve and improve over the years.
Early practices, I believe the top 7 tacklers on defense, and that doesn't always tell the whole story about who's coming back defensively, but there are going to be a lot of new names. How has that gone so far for Indianola defensively, knowing that there's going to be a lot of guys, if not playing a new position, but playing some for the first time at the varsity level?
Time will tell here. One thing about our program and our coaching staff and our players, I think we do a great job of developing our players at the junior varsity level. And as you speak about our defense, the majority of those guys lining up against Norwalk on, you know, next Friday night will be junior varsity players from a year ago that are now getting their opportunity at the varsity level. We pretty much lost our whole back half on defense, from linebackers to defensive backs. If we do have a strength, it would be up front on our defensive line, because we do have a couple guys that got valuable experience a year ago. But from what I've seen, there isn't a drop-off, you know, and like I said, time will tell when we're playing for real. But I really feel really good about the guys that we have and the defense that we're assembling.
I know we don't want to name too much about where the depth chart lies right now, but I just want to bring up Jake Pontier and what a job he did at running back over the last couple of years. So reliable, and that's a difficult thing to replace, is just being in the right spot, fighting for the extra yards. That's not always something that's incredibly common with running backs at the high school level, being able to find not just the physical skills, but the intangibles as well.
Yeah, Mr. Consistency, and Jake was a pleasure to coach and just be around in general. You always knew what you were going to get out of Jake, and he's going to be missed big time by this program. But we feel like we got a couple guys that, you know, they're different style of runners, one being Dax Heimbaugh. You know, he's a smaller in stature, but we really feel that he's able to run the ball with consistency and a little bit quicker and some of those things. But we also have Draven Westcott, who played some linebacker for us a year ago, and more of a power type back, you know, between the tackles. So I think you'll see a mixture of those guys. The other thing you'll see is those guys also play on the other side of the ball. So that's going to be a big part of the coaching staff and some of the decisions that we make.
And then finally, what do you want to see this last week from the guys? I know right now it hasn't necessarily been game plan specific, but you want to get in there and then you want to start looking at what Norwalk does. And you've known Coach Patterson for a long time, so that's not necessarily – it isn't going to be a surprise, but he's always full of surprises in the same sentence.
Yeah, Coach Patterson does an excellent job. You know, I think this is the 10th time now that we will play Norwalk, and he always has something up his sleeve for us, and you just never know when it's week one, you know, new team, new roster. I know he's made some changes on his staff as far as play calling, so you know, we're just going to get ready for all the basic stuff, and then we're going to have to be a great team to adjust on the run and make game time adjustments as, you know, we see some of the different things that he's throwing at us.
When we have our end of season interview, what do you want to be able to say about this Indianola team when you look back? Is it going to be they came together? Is it they kind of grew up as a team? Right now, what are you kind of thinking of this year's theme of this year's team?
Yeah, you know, one of the themes in the offseason is being able to finish football games and something that we struggled with a year ago. You know, a team that continues to grow and get better throughout the season and is playing its best football, you know, at the end.
Thank you very much again, Head Coach Eric Kluver, Indianola football. We're more after this on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner.